The Cost of Grace, June 8. Whole nights of prayer. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer to God. Luke 6:12. The majesty of heaven, while engaged in his earthly ministry, prayed much to his Father. He was frequently bowed all night in prayer. The Mount of Olives was the favorite resort of the Son of God for his devotions. Frequently, after the multitude had left him for the retirement of the night, he rested not, though weary with the labors of the day. While the city was hushed in silence, and the disciples had returned to their homes to obtain refreshment and sleep, Jesus slept not. His divine pleadings were ascending to his Father from the Mount of Olives, that his disciples might be kept from the evil influences which they would daily encounter in the world, and that his own soul might be strengthened and braced for the duties and trials of the coming day. All night, while his followers were sleeping, was their divine teacher praying. The dew and frost of night fell upon his head, bowed in prayer. His example is left for his followers. He chose the stillness of night, when there would be no interruption. Jesus could heal the sick and raise the dead. He was himself a source of blessing and strength. He commanded even the tempest, and they obeyed him. He was unsullied with corruption, a stranger to sin. Yet he prayed, and that often with strong crying and tears. He prayed for his disciples and for himself, thus identifying himself with our needs, our weaknesses, and our failings, which are so common with humanity. He was a mighty petitioner, not possessing the passions of our human fallen natures, but compassed with like infirmities, tempted in all points, even as we are. Jesus endured agony which required help and support from his Father. Christ is our example. Are the ministers of Christ tempted and fiercely buffeted by Satan? So also was he who knew no sin. He turned to his Father in these hours of distress. He came to earth that he might provide a way whereby we could find grace and strength to help in every time of need by following his example in frequent, earnest prayer.